G'day everybody, welcome to the Monday edition of the Rush Hour. We're a global organisation because I've got Greg Blewett in the house. Good afternoon.
G'day Jazz.
Bernie Vince, good afternoon.
G'day Jazz.
G'day G.
G'day Jazz.
Well, where do we start, lovies? Where do we start on this beautiful Monday? Lots to get through. Adelaide Crows, well done. We'll talk about that yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, another win. Chalk them up.
Port Adelaide are just crawling to the line. Crawling to the line.
Is there any movement towards the line?
Not much, Bern.
Crawling on the spot.
Not much. So we've got lots to. We're going to catch up with Abby Holm from Channel 7 regarding the Commonwealth Games. Is there some record that we've smashed?
1,000th gold medal.
Yeah.
Golf clap.
do you want to say we do it?
In the netball. We won the netball.
Won the girls, won the netball.
Diamonds against Jamaica.
Yeah. What else?
And the girls got over the line in a heart stopper against India.
It's been fascinating.
To claim gold. But I love it how we keep pipping the Poms.
That's it.
The Poms are a lot more population than Australia, and they always, I think, do better at Olympic games than us. But for some reason, I don't understand that.
Is it the different events? They're all pretty similar, aren't they?
Not sure. But anyway, we'll take it.
Just quickly, now, Torp over the Torrens, we've got another name to read out, please, before we get into the next serious issue that's come across our desk.
With a guaranteed 20K to give away. Triple M's Torp over the Torrens. Proudly brought to you by McDonald's SA, the home of footy.
Yeah, we normally do that at the end, Jars, but we'll do it now, okay?
That's okay. He doesn't listen.
No.
133353. We need Hudson Elkins of Seaview.
Stay strong.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Not
stay
really.
Seaview Downs.
We all make mistakes, mate.
Hudson Elkins Downs.
That's a tough one,
no,
is it?
No, it's not.
Seaview.
It's a very easy one.
He's from the Marion Football Club.
He keeps trying to say Seaview.
Only 18 years of age.
Yeah, nice.
And he reckons he's got the leg to
good
do
stuff.
It. So, Hudson Elkins, give us a buzz.
Man, he's really flat, good I've heard. Boy. After you mention where he's from.
Now, let's get underway. Now, there's been a situation between Wayne Carey and Anthony Stevens. There is some intel coming out. They came to blows at their premiership reunion over the weekend. Mm. Now, here is Sam Edmonds from the SEN radio station earlier today talking about what happened over the weekend between these two individuals who have history.
It involves Wayne Carey and Anthony Stevens because they've come to blows. Now, Carey and Stevens had an ugly altercation on Saturday night where many former Kangaroos players had gathered to, of course, celebrate North Melbourne's 1996 Premiership reunion. Now, witnesses said, Dwayne, that Carey went at Stevens, accusing him of talking behind his back, telling people not to bother trying to catch up with him, but of then being fined in person. And it can be revealed, Dwayne, that Stevens, the current board member and president of North Melbourne's Past Players Association, didn't take part in the club's Marvel Stadium motorcade yesterday because he was shattered by the heated exchange.
Jeez, president of the Past Players as well. So he would organise that. Oh, was
you
that
were
that
there.
Game?
Did you see him?
No. Didn't see him. So they all the players went around in the back of Mazda Utes because North Melbourne is sponsored
right, sure.
by them. So they were just doing laps when they're in twos.
Half empty stadium.
Wasn't there.
Mm.
Nah, that was pre-game. And then they all stood and got the photo. And it was a nice moment. But you got to have all your players there, don't you?
Now, Mark Robertson from the Herald Sun has just come out with some intel regarding this situation. Gregory, what's he got?
Saying sources denied there was a near physical altercation.
Right.
All right. So that was being reported that there might have been a little bit of a shove, but that since has been denied. And it's understood that after the words were said, they moved on and shared a beer together. Okay.
So it's fine.
Well, sounds like it to me.
So it's never... Completely fine, that situation.
No, but I know.
You can make there's always two sides to a story, isn't there?
And
Sam Edmonds, two sides to a story. Mm. Don't pull me up.
Well, you pull
you
me up.
You the English language better than anyone I know.
You just slaughtered
don't pull me
that
up, mate.
Then.
And don't pull Greg up.
Seaview Downs.
So there's nothing in it.
I don't think so.
So why would he come out and report that?
Because it's as soon as you hear Wayne Carey.
Yeah.
And in an altercation with someone, we had a bit of a fling with
Jelly.
So that's right.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's too much in it.
No.
Now, the reason why Stevens didn't attend the motorcade was he was ill. All right, crook.
Might have been dusty, was he?
Well, I'm just saying that's what there's reported. So anyway, you don't want to hear things like that, do you?
No, you don't.
Life's
a long
short.
Time ago. 20
life's
years ago short. Now, that is.
Well, let's just talk about the situation down at Westlakes. Well done to the boys yesterday. right? So obviously they're not affected by what's happening off-field. And it was a terrific performance by the Laddies. So well done. They're only one win away behind Port Adelaide, too, just quietly, chaps. Could come down to this showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the top dog in town? Now, on the weekend, obviously there's been so much said about what's happened regarding that camp 4.5 years ago. Now, lawyer Greg Griffin, who's got his teeth into this situation on Dead Set Legends on Saturday morning, he had this to say, and I want to get your take on this, Chabbies, and the families.
So, Greg, with these seven players, what outcome do they want? Do they
more than seven. I mean, the number seven is relevant only to the extent that in the Victorian Supreme Court, you need at least seven players to be in a group.
How many is it, Greg?
Well, it's much more than that.
Ooh. Regarding class action towards the Adelaide Crows and the AFL.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And yeah, and there's a lot more coming out regarding the camp, was what Greg Griffin had quoted before that interview had finished.
What else? I think if Josh Jenkins came out in that written statement, he would have been the first one to jump all over if there was something fresh to come out. Yeah. So why didn't he say it then?
Good question.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong. What else is out there?
Well, what about...
That was 4 years ago.
4.5 years
ago. You would have thought that players and people talk, and it would be out there by now. But anyway, we'll wait and see.
Now, here's Scott Campriali, former Adelaide Crows assistant coach on the ABC Saturday morning, who was on the camp. This is what he had to say.
I think Josh actually articulated it pretty well. You know, my experience was a different one than what he had. That's all I'll say. I got a lot of clarity and some closure on some things, some personal things in my life that I'm not going to go into detail with. So my experience was different. And that's fine. Everyone on that camp had a different experience.
Everyone did.
Clearly.
Not too many positive stories coming out, though.
But Byrne, everyone, it was different for everyone. And you're right. Not everyone enjoyed the camp.
Mm-hmm.
But there's Scott Campriali, who went, and I've spoken to a number of players that went on that camp, and they thought it was fantastic. They loved it. It was the best thing ever. But
publicly, many have come out, have they?
No, they haven't. This is private chats.
Mm.
But Graham Corns wrote a very interesting article that pricked your ears over the weekend, Gregory.
Yeah, because it sort of follows my view a little bit and I mentioned it on Friday's show, is that surely there's been other camps where stuff has gone wrong, but why has Adelaide's camp been the one that's been so highly scrutinised?
Isn't it?
He talks about Port Adelaide when they climbed Mount Cook in New Zealand, and that was a very dangerous exercise. Psychologically worse was the star group experience at Echunga, where those with a fear of heights or claustrophobia were terrorised by some of the exercises. He talks about the Melbourne camp in 2017. They had to hand in their phones or your phones and were tortured with sleep deprivation, tough physical tasks, and army style rations. Said that someone was concussed, got hit in the head with a brick.
Yep.
Someone else injured their
knee. Group. Yep.
So he's saying that there's you know, more experiences where he actually says, well, that camp that the Crows went on was benign compared to some of the other ones.
We didn't do our camp the next year because it was seen to be a bit too much, but I loved it. Like, I got a lot out of it, and I learnt a lot about my teammates as well.
Mm. And what about the pile on now on Roo?
Mm.
They're coming from everywhere. Well, media.
Who?
Crows fans.
The media, Crows fans.
Well, you read socials.
Not much.
Well, you're not much, but it's out there, and it's unfortunate that. But he's Sam Edmonds once again talking about Mark Ricciuto.
I can tell you that the Adelaide board met on Saturday morning to discuss its next course of action over what many former players are describing as the most shameful chapter in the club's history. And there's a lot of pressure on a club great Mark Ricciuto there as the footy director, his ongoing position at the club, given he has been among the strongest defenders of the camp with a previously very stern, nothing to see here mentality. But those close to him say he is absolutely defiant, Gary. He's determined not to step down no matter the pressure that comes his way.
Geez, is it shameful chapter in the club's history, is it?
That's what he said.
Most shameful. Is it, though? That's my question. Is it? I haven't had time to think about that.
Well, the Tippett scenario wasn't great.
I see that as way worse.
Mm.
But I don't know. That's just my opinion.
So why are they coming for Rujars? Is he the last one that sort of...
There's obviously a couple still there that were involved in the decision-making of the camp 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
So obviously they're saying, look, Roo, you need to... Is move that, on. There's probably some others down there that were involved. until, because now you know there's a new CEO, new senior coach, you know, it's
new footy manager.
New footy manager.
So. Does that put closure on the camp if Ru goes? Is that what they want?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like,
I honestly don't know.
Betts and Josh Jenkins, would that make them happier if
that
Ru
was
goes?
My question or? On Friday. What's the end of this?
Do you think everyone that was involved moved on?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So he's moved on. Once the book was launched.
Yep. Book was written a fair while ago. There was a big delay in the publishing of it. So, and from all reports, he has actually moved on. It's just that all this information is coming out now, so no one knew about this. Yeah. But that's I've got pretty good intel on that as well. So,
watch this space, family. Now, family and Gregory, come down and enjoy beer with us. Book your spot now. Limited spots available. Sportsman's Night with Bernie Vince and Tom Rockcliffe. $100 a ticket. Woohoo! 3-hour basic drink package and platters. Woohoo! Come down and see us tell untold stories. Woohoo! Well, I've got it on good information today, Greg and family. As of about 3 o'clock today, they've only sold 8 tickets.
What? 8 tickets? No.
Shut it down! Shut it down!
No, hang on.
Craig, look at it!
Well, how long? It's been all over socials. Rocky is just like a maniac on socials. Every time I go on, I see it. So you're telling me in
I received
the space
a
of
phone
about,
call this, today.
How long's this been up for? About a week?
About a week.
Week and a half.
And if you go on Tom Rockcliffe's Instagram pages, it's flooded everywhere, all around the country.
And you reckon they sold 8. Come on.
I actually wouldn't know.
Come on, Rocky.
How come you wouldn't know? Your name's to it. How come you don't know?
Well, I didn't even get asked to do it.
Are you getting paid?
Well, I think so. I'll have a bit of a slice of $800 by the sound of it.
800. So, hang on. That's going to pay for bit of security for the night?
No, we don't need security. I'll be security. I'll do the security.
Honestly.
The 3-hour drink package would be... No, you've got to sell a few more.
Are you getting a percentage of the ticket sold, do you know?
I suppose. Not real sure. Why?
What date is it?
I'm just asking. Burn? You don't even know.
Nah.
What are you flicking through the paper for? Because I want to talk to you.
I'm bored.
I can't see that. What date is it?
What do you want me to say? I don't...
Come on, give it a plug.
Nah,
because Rocky needs some help.
No, Rocky.
Well, if there's only 8 tickets sold, he did send it to me somewhere. themosley.com.au/events.
I'm sticking up for Bernie here. Yeah. He's an innocent bystander. This has got Rocky's grubby little mitts all over it. And he can't sell.
Is Tom Rockcliffe now morphing into the Sportsman's Night scene, is he?
I don't know. Is he trying to get some sort of circuit going?
Did he get a bit of confidence out of the Broken Hill trip?
Oh, well, that's...
Because he came in with the best ever, so maybe he's thinking...
I don't think he went as well as he thought he did.
There's dollar signs in his eyes.
Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
So,
look,
hang on, 8 tickets.
Go and see the lads because it would be funny to watch.
Will they call it off? What if you only get... So they only sell... What would be the cutoff?
Oh, I'm 20? Thinking about calling them anyway.
20?
That's a grand.
Well, that's not too bad. Is it?
Anyway, I'd share that with you.
Can you keep us updated, Jarz?
Well, I'll try and keep a tab on it.
And let me know as well.
Let me know.
What do you think we need to sell to go, Jarz?
Well, I don't know. Oh, you've got to get over 100 plus.
100? Yeah. I don't even think it holds 100.
I can't get over
three
how he's just
basic
said,
drink packages. There's platters. What kind of platters?
Big ones.
Sort of
cheese platters, cold meats, finger food.
Lovely.
Fishermen's.
Did you say finger buns?
It's Thursday the 25th of August.
That's when it is.
It's Thursday. Right. Tom Rockcliffe and
that's
Bernie
in the bye week.
Hosted
AFL
by Tomo.
Tomo, yeah.
Tomo's got footy finals. He should be at training Thursday night, but oh, no, he wants a lick of it.
Rocky's trying to get Triple M to buy a table as well.
Oh, he would be too.
Time to give away $1,000.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Adam from Manopara, welcome on a Monday.
How you going, mate?
Yes, AFL team. Who is it?
The Crows.
We'd be happy. Last couple of weeks.
Good win yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good win yesterday. I loved it.
And what do you do with your hands, mate? What do you do with your hands? Ooh, concreter. Ooh. He'd have good thick hands. Bit tough.
Oh, I have got small hands, but they are quite smooth.
Because you wear mittens.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know, mate, and we'll come back. Take your first answer. All the best, young Adam.
Okay, thank you, mate.
Okay, we're ready to go, team.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll go.
Which country has won the most gold medals at the 2022 Commonwealth Games?
Australia.
How many goals did Josh Kennedy kick yesterday?
8 goals.
Which club is Don Pike currently an assistant coach at?
Sydney Swans.
Which TV host is chairman of the Port Adelaide Footy Club?
Koshy.
Which sport do the Canberra Raiders play?
Rugby.
Which sport was not a part of this year's Commonwealth Games? Darts, lawn balls or table tennis?
Lawn who?
Lawn balls.
Darts.
Who did Adelaide defeat in the 97 grand final?
North Melbourne.
What type of Aussie rules kick shares its name with an underwater weapon?
Oh, pass.
Which sport do the Australian Diamonds play?
Netball.
Which Formula One team has reportedly terminated Daniel Ricciardo's contract?
Red Bull.
What type of Aussie rules kick shares its name with an underwater weapon?
Torpedo.
Oh.
10 seconds on the clock.
They're getting sharper.
Wow, well done.
They are getting sharper. Yes.
Bang, yes. Bang, bang.
All right, here we go. Let's check the scoreboard, Ad.
Hello.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh, fantastic effort, Adam.
Thank you.
We can't give you the 1,000, but we will give you a double pass to see Adelaide v North Melbourne at Adelaide Oval this Saturday at 1:40.
Thank you.
He got 9.
He got 9, I thought. Yeah.
No, you reckon?
You shortchanged him, G.
No, I think it was 8.
No, he got
number 7. Yeah, he said McLaren.
He said North Melbourne for 7.
Yeah.
And that was
St Kilda. No, and he said Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Oh, instead of McLaren.
Yeah.
Apologies, G.
Thank you.
Apologies, McLaren was Red Bull.
The Commonwealth Games closing ceremony is overnight tonight. Let's catch up with the superstar. Channel 7's Abby Holmes joins us. Good afternoon, Abs.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
Now, can you confirm that this Australian Commonwealth team is the greatest sporting nation in these Commonwealth Games? Can you confirm or deny that?
Can confirm. What are we? So 66 gold, 55 silvers, 53 bronzes, sitting atop of the medal tally. And that's the magic golden number that we wanted, that 66 gold, to take us to the first ever nation to 1,000 gold medals in the history of the Commonwealth Games. So really, really proud of the group. There was a few little skeptics. Some of our stats people were a little bit reluctant to think that we would get there. But we did it. So, yeah, really proud of the group.
Hey, Abs, what's the record? Because there was a lot of talk pre-games that we could be a chance of knocking that off. How close were we?
Look, we're not very close.
Oh, okay.
so we're on 66 gold. Our biggest gold medal tally was 87.
Cool.
And we're sitting on 174 total, whereas our record is 221.
Oh, no.
So we're not going to get anywhere near it. But,
no.
Yeah.
Hey, Abs, it's been fantastic to watch. It's been on at a great time, and the weather was good in Birmingham. But I'd love to know what your highlight of the games was. For me, that the men's 1,500 metres with Bruce and Tamsin and Richo all going off, it was brilliant.
Wasn't that just remarkable? And I guess last night they did an interview on Brum Drum with Ollie Hoare, and Bruce snuck in there next to him to get amongst it, as he does, and you absolutely want him there for those moments. But Ollie's turned to Bruce and said, yes, I went out and I performed and I did what I did, and it was an amazing result for Australia, but you make those moments so much more special with the way that he calls it, and the emotion and the light and the colour that he brings to races like that, the timing of his calls, everything. And that's why Bruce McAvaney is the absolute GOAT it comes to some of the biggest and best races in our sporting history. But for me, I really got into the track cycling as well, and particularly around, Matty Glaitzer. He, for me, was unbelievable. He went in with so much, pressure on his shoulders. He was going for his third consecutive gold medal in the third, Commonwealth Games straight. And he actually was tested physically. He was he crashed out of that race and then tested emotionally the next day when he won bronze and then was relegated to fourth. And then, I guess mentally as well, coming into their final day of competition with the handlebars issue as well, that once again came to the forefront, and then managing to win gold on his final day of competition. That was a real highlight for me. And then, of course, the Mighty Diamonds. early this morning. They're the ones that brought in that 1,000 gold medal for Australia.
We're just watching them now. Jeez, elite netballers are great, aren't they?
Yeah, great hands.
So quick with their hands. Transition. Jeez, if some footy teams could do that, unbelievable. Oh, yeah. From one end to the other, pretty quick.
You should have learned a few things, Ben.
Yeah, I should have watched a bit more netball. I only had four sisters. Should have had seven or eight sisters, maybe. Hey, a lot of great stories, as you just mentioned, but a couple of Saturday nights ago, we all sat around and watched the marathon. Jess Stenson, what a great story that was.
Remarkable, isn't it? And obviously she's had medal success before, but that was her first ever gold medal at the Commonwealth Games. And it was just an unbelievable run. And her teammate, the story behind the caffeinated gel and the fact that, you know, at the 20-odd kilometre mark, she missed her pickup for the gel and it wasn't there. And her teammate actually gave hers up to Jess in the hope that that was going to push her on to get a gold medal. And it did. So the fact that, you know, the selflessness that Elle showed in that moment just to be able to power Jess through. And she said, she openly said, I would not have been able to run that run like I did without that gel. So that was a great moment. And to have her husband there and her little boy as well was really, really special.
Abs, these athletes have done our country bloody proud. Like, I'm just so proud of these athletes, but I can't wait for the closing ceremony tonight. What will we see tonight? Will there be the Queen? Will she be there? Will James Bond be lurking out of a helicopter?
I don't know. Well, one thing for sure, there's going to be fireworks, isn't there? That is an absolute given in these things. But we've still got a few more events as well. Obviously, the men's gold medal match in the hockey, our Kookaburras, they've won every single gold medal that's ever been available to win so far. So they're coming up against India in that grand final. We've still got some synchro in the diving, and then some of our Aussies are going for table tennis gold as well. And Jan Fang Lei in her sixth Commonwealth Games, she's unbelievable. 49 years of age. She is playing off for gold in the doubles today. Yeah, and she's got 4 silvers, 4 bronze. She's yet to have a gold. So we really, really hope that she can cap off her amazing career with a gold medal. But and then straight into the closing ceremony. Emma and Shervo will bring us home with that from a 7 perspective. So as you said, how lucky are we to be witness to these incredible efforts from our Australians? They just, you know, go on and represent us so well. And how good is sport? It's bloody brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I thought you were going to ask a question, Greg.
I was, but do you want me to ask another one? Abs, while we've got you, quickly, you said that you just, we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago and you loved your sleep. Now you're on the night shifts. How'd you handle it?
Come on, Abs.
As I said, this is the first time in my entire life that I've had to work a night shift. And I've been on the 12:30 to 3:30 on air, getting in at about 9 p.m. every night. So surprisingly, I've actually been pretty good, to be honest. And I think the adrenaline gets you through. This morning was our last knockoff, and I was a bit sad, to be honest. I've absolutely loved being a part of the broadcast. It was a real dream come true for me personally. And what an honour it is to cover the amazing stories that are our Australian athletes.
Great job, Abs. Thanks for that.
Well done.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Speak soon.
Adelaide Crows had a lovely little win yesterday. Josh Kennedy, 8 goals too. He nearly got his 10 goals.
He missed a couple of late. Oh, he missed one late.
He did, didn't he?
That was very gettable,
but
too.
What a classy bloke he is, and what a wonderful career. And all the best, Josh Kennedy. You've been great for football. Port Adelaide, as we said, crawling to the line. Crawling to the line.
Essendon next week.
Yes, Marvel
at
Stadium.
Marvel, I reckon that's a 50-50 game for Port at the moment.
You called it early on a Monday, Gregory.
I just think it could come down to the showdown who finishes on top.
That's if Essendon beat Port this week.
Yes.
And Adelaide, you'd think, would beat North.
North, well, that's
absolutely
right, because Port's got the better percentage. So,
Greg.
But if they lose to Essendon,
Okay, now let's just talk about one individual that the Adelaide Crows have obviously put an offer to, is young Isaac Rankin. Now, I nearly fell off the road when I was riding my bike.
Well, can you fall off a road?
Well, when I was riding
So you're riding your bike and you fell off the road.
I nearly fell off my bike on the road.
That's better.
When the Adelaide Crows, which is, they're reporting $800,000 a year for a small forward who averages 1 goal a game.
Isaac Rankin for five years.
Yep. Adelaide boy wants to come home. If you're listening down there at West Lakes, you're kidding yourself. There's no way he's worth $800,000.
But do they need to pay him that amount to Greg, get him back.
Greg, give that money to a quality midfielder, which is what they need. They don't need another small, classy forward. Try and get him, absolutely get him home. But you got Josh Rochelle there, which they picked up last year. Mm-hmm. He's your gun small forward dash midfielder. Mm-hmm. Spend that money on an elite midfielder for the next 5 years.
Well,
Greg, but this he's not worth $800,000. That's what I'm saying.
And for right. 5 years.
He'd be the highest paid player ever.
Essendon offered him that.
Well,
$800 a year.
Because so,
and he knocked
forward.
It back. He yeah. knocked it back. So that's when Adelaide jumped in, I think, or it's sort of been going on behind closed doors a bit. But Gold Coast have only offered him $650 a year.
Right, yeah.
And they thought they basically had their man. That was just a bit of fine-tuning to do, whether it was 2 years and he wanted to back himself in and get a bigger contract than the next two, or they signed four straight up. That was basically where the club thought it was at, and then all of a sudden this has happened. And they've paid, as we all know, they've paid overs to retain talent for a long time now. And they've seen, well, Stephen May, Tom Lynch, Dion Prestia, they've lost some great players, haven't they, over the years? Ooh. But they've had to do that because
to keep, yes.
You can't pay everyone overs to keep them all the time. No. And they've had a gutful of it, really.
But are you encouraged by this? Because you guys have said that the Crows have never paid overs, or they've probably played unders for most of the list.
They have,
In at most of the time. So is this an encouraging sign that now they're prepared to
I like the aggressiveness of it. I like them. The Crows have gone, we specifically want him. They've obviously targeted him. We need someone like that. There was a talk about Lukosius as well. When he re-signed earlier in the year, we thought, oh, geez, I thought Adelaide were going to be all over him. But they've just gone about this, and I like it. I like the play. But I don't like the amount. That's a concern. But that means he would be he'd be the highest small forward in the comp. So well, not even in the ballpark of some
for
of these.
A small forward,
well in excess of the game's elite small forwards. Here I'm reading. So that's including Shea Bolton, well ahead of what he's getting paid, and he's probably the best. Well ahead of Cozzie Pickett, Tom Papley, Luke Bruce, all well ahead. So
could Rankin play any midfield? Could he play in the future?
Well, he needs to grow a motor. He needs to build a motor if he's going to play in the midfield. And look, if a Darren Burgess can get hold of him, absolutely. But he's played 50 games. He averages 11 disposals a game and averages one goal. You can't pay someone $800,000.
He's turned the corner recently.
Yes, he has. I'm not saying don't get him, but don't pay him that amount of money. Nah. Please.
What's he worth, Jazz? 5 years at what?
Well, what did the Gold Coast give him?
$650.
Well, that'll do.
Well, he's not going to come for that because he'll stay. He's just bought a house there. His partner's happy there.
So we're going to go, here's $800,000. Here's pick four or five. Here, take pick four or five.
And the rest.
Please, come
on. And maybe a future first rounder or an early second rounder.
You do that to a Bontempelli if you want a classy quality midfielder, but
Jars,
which they need.
But he's young.
But Jars what?
Young.
You're going to have to pay a little bit of overs to get him back.
Oh,
and
dude,
Adelaide have never done this, so why not?
I'm excited.
Why
As a
not?
Fan, Crows fan, get him back.
Okay, we've just had a chat about Isaac Rankin, who's reportedly meant to be coming back to Adelaide because he's obviously missing home, and the Adelaide Crows are all over him with some sort of offer of $800,000 a year for a 5-year deal.
Yep.
I'm saying don't break the bank. I'm saying get him, absolutely. But he's not worth $800,000 a year.
You haven't given me a figure for five years. You didn't give me a figure.
I'm trying to work that out in my head. I give that to a quality midfielder, which the Adelaide Crows need. A good, strong midfielder with elite skills and can understand midfield football. But you're saying go for it.
You're paying $900 for a midfielder like that.
These days.
Yep.
Yeah, those guys are getting up towards $1 million, aren't they?
I'm coming back. 1-3-3-5-3.
What as a dolphin?
Have you got any text messages before the phone?
There's a few
about
a lot of texts around the same thing about a key defender. We're one key defender short of being very competitive. Another one here: Adelaide need an elite key defender, unless Mackesy comes on.
Yeah.
He played forward yesterday
against the Eagles. Yeah.
Where's Wales cricket lips in the ocean? I just want to read that one out too.
That's great. They're whacking.
Well,
that's Great Britain.
Okay, let's go to Sam from Fulham Gardens. Good afternoon, Sam.
Jars, boys, how are you?
Very good.
Should we break the bank?
Jars, have you lost the plot?
No,
yes,
I haven't.
Yes, he has, Sam.
Sammy, tell me
Give
why.
Give it to him. Boy.
I can't, but you like the media. We offer him $650. You pay him an extra $100,000, you would have got him. We pay overs, Everyone complained. Get him home. We don't have a match winner. He is your match winner, Jars.
Josh Roselli is, like Sammy.
No, he's not. He's played about three good games this year, Jars.
No, he's going to be a star, Rochelle.
He's got potential. He could be. He could be. But Rankin is. You know what Rankin can do. He's Adelaide boy. Bring him home. You need to pay overs.
Mate,
we don't do that. The
bring him home. Yes. I didn't say don't bring him home. I'm just saying you can't pay him $800,000 for a small forward.
You won't get him.
But then he doesn't come. Then he doesn't come.
And then he kicks.
And we lose him.
Kicks 55 goals next year. And you go, geez, we nearly had him if we paid an extra 80 grand a year.
It's not your own money, Juz.
Now Juz has changed his tune.
No, not at all. Thanks, Sammy. Love your passion. Matthew from Flagstaff Hill.
Yeah, good afternoon, boys. How are we?
Very good, Matty. What are your thoughts?
I think it comes down to how they structure the contract. If they can front load that contract heavily in that first year, pay him a fairly large sum to come home, then for the remaining 4 years, if that amount drops significantly, let's say you pay him 1.5 in year one, it's only 625 a year for the remaining 4 years, which still frees up plenty of salary cap for the next year. We've got to spend it anyway. If we've got it this year or next year, why not load it up the first year and free it up for the remaining year?
What do you do for a job, Matty? You want list management role?
Right.
Sounds too. He's making too much sense.
Yeah. Good stuff, Matty. There's ways of tweaking it, isn't there?
There's
all sorts of ways. All right, let's go to Shane from Maiponga. G'day, Shane. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, Jars is 100% correct. No way should the Crows be spending $800K on Rankin when there's some really good young kids in this year's draft.
What about, so what are you paying him? Do you not want him at all, or you pay him less?
Not a person that's only averaging one or two goals a game.
But his form this year has been a lot better, and I feel like he's just about to crack it. Mm. The timing could be good.
Nah, there's always. I'd prefer to take the punt on a small, young, up and coming kid. Again, we've got Roselli. I think we need key defenders than a small forward.
Yep.
No, great. Good on you, Shane. Right. Don't forget Stengel. They flicked Stengel 2 years ago, didn't they? Tyson Stengel to Geelong, and he's thriving in that environment.
They had to.
Thriving in that environment.
Yeah.
And then we've got Josh Roselli, who we're all saying is going to be a wonderful player. And then you want to spend that kind of money on another small forward. No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up in my head that we need quality midfielders. That's what we're screaming out for, yeah? And now they're saying a quality defender.
What ones are available?
Well, I've got to have a look what's available.
Not much. Let's go to Nath from Windsor Gardens. What are your thoughts?
When we signed Eddie Betts in, 2013, 2014, I thought 500, 550 was way overs for him at the time too, and that turned out to be one of the best deals we've ever done. So
certainly did.
Yeah.
Even I think I remember at the time, I was like, geez, that's a lot of money for Eddie.
I was the same.
Three-time All-Australian, I think, after that, and kicked over 50 goals a number of times and lit up the hill, the crowd.
He did. Good on you, Nath.
Great call, Nath.
Yeah, let's go to Jordan at Blakeview. G'day, Jordan.
How you going?
Good. Give us your thoughts. Should we get Isaac Rankin back?
No, to be honest with you. Can I ask you a quick question, though? How much is Buddy Franklin asking Sydney for?
Well, he wants 700-800, and they've offered
700-800. One of the greatest players of the decade is asking 700-800. Why the hell should Crows be offering Isaac Rankin? Yes, he's a great player. To be honest with you, not even worth 650.
At
his best.
I'm saying Rankin's worth more than Buddy at the moment, in my opinion, because Buddy's nearly finished.
Yeah, of course he's nearly finished, but he's great, isn't he?
Nah, he is. No, it's a good point.
Pick four on the weekend. Yep. I reckon you've got Roey, Roselli, Darcy Fogarty. They're Crows' future forwards. You need to get a brute in the midfield. You need someone big like Patrick Cripps or...
Yeah,
they are. All right, Geordie.
Do you reckon it's because I said that I'd take Rankin over... Franklin.
And then we lost Charlie Cameron.
Yeah.
Oh, how good to.
Would you pay him $800,000?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes. You go. But how many has he kicked this year? 35? Well,
he's been busy.
Busy, but not as good as his last couple of years.
Just before we go into this next little tirade, just to confirm, you'd pay $800 plus for Isaac Rankin to come home and play in the Crows jumper?
I think you're going to need to pay in excess of $750.
$750, okay. You are
whatever it takes to get him back.
To get the young member. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Yep, good. Oh, get him back.
Same with Byrne. Might be 700, might be 750.
Rochelle,
What? Bums on seats. Yeah, he's exciting as well. The fans will love him.
I think the problem is maybe with what Adelaide have to trade for him. Because there could be a standoff there. Because they're going to want two first-rounders. He's picked three.
They'll take pick.
They're not going to take anything. They're not just going to take a pick seven. Mm. They're not going to downgrade, are they, after developing him and getting him to where he is now. They're going to need that first pick that they get, which could be, depending on where they finish, anywhere between 4 and 7.
Yep.
And then it's going to have to be either a second-rounder, maybe not in this draft, maybe next year, future second-rounder, or even a future first-rounder. It's going to be... That might be the problem. There.
Well, anyway, we'll watch this space. Now, Greg Blewett.
We need to please explain.
Why? You are a very selfish individual.
No, that's not very nice.
You are.
What's happened?
Concerning news. Very concerning. Now, you need to be... What are our pillars, Jazz?
Well, respect, honesty, and passion.
And they change every week.
Yeah, but there's always honesty in it because it's always that one you're talking about.
Yeah, and there's two pillars that you let your wife down over the weekend, Catherine Blewett.
Oh, hang
on. I need to know. Right. You, and be very honest with us.
Please confirm.
I need your whereabouts and your behaviours from
Saturday,
about lunchtime onwards, Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From let's just go from 12 to 12.
Right.
Okay. Because I know you, well, from my intel, none of those 12 hours were spent at your establishment.
Yeah.
True or false? With your two sons.
True.
True.
That's true.
Right.
Right.
I left home at just past 11 a.m. on Saturday.
To play golf.
Yep.
Yep.
And I'm not mentioning that club anymore because if the amount of publicity we've given that club, and we get nothing back in return, Bernie.
They would rather you not.
And we're banned.
What a selfish organisation.
I got home on Sunday.
Oh, you're a disgrace. So
you're going 24
just
hours.
Just got out of hand a little bit.
So
I'll tell you what happened. One of our group got home from overseas. He was away for about 3 weeks. So
you missed him that much in 3 weeks, did you?
Well, we just decided to have a bit more of a catch-up than we normally would because you normally have a beer or two and then go home. But we decided that we'd just have a few more.
Just kick on a bit.
And it just got out of hand a little bit. Is that the first time that has it ever happened to you, Bern?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
And
what time did you finish golf?
You, pasty boy, went missing for 3 days.
Yeah, don't go there, sister.
Oh, right. So you're gonna have a go at me for getting home a little bit late.
That was a long time ago. This was on Saturday. So you finished golf at what time? 4 or 5 o'clock?
No.
4:30?
4:30.
Something like that.
You didn't had a shower and got changed?
No, we didn't.
Oh. So you swaggered into the golf club and drank till midnight.
Well, we stayed at the club till about 7.
And then where'd you go?
And then we went to a pub.
Oh, and did Catherine know your whereabouts?
Well, that's where it broke down.
Whenever I do this, I let her know where I am.
I forgot to ring Catherine. She rang.
What do you mean you forgot? No,
I just forgot.
It's all about having fun.
Even worse.
You know, I was having fun.
So did you just forget that you had a wife?
And two young boys.
She knew that I was staying on for a couple of drinks. And then, I must have.
So what happened?
So Catherine fell asleep early-ish.
Yeah, had a
woke
nod.
Up.
At what time?
At 11:30 p.m.
And she woke up and who was there?
Well, no one.
Crickets.
And then I saw the call. I went, holy.
So you would have answered straight away.
No, I didn't answer.
No, you didn't answer. No, but
I was just about to play my shot.
What are you playing golf again?
You went back to the course.
Playing
your poor wife left alone at night. There's these hoodlums out there these days. But not you. Yeah, I'm going to play snooker with my buddies I haven't seen in 3 weeks.
So they attack weak ones like you too.
It was a bit frosty. It was a bit frosty,
frosty
Sunday morning.
Fair enough. Too.
And then Catherine said, "What? You got to take over today, the boys."
Right.
Yep.
And I said, "Don't forget, I'm catching up with Chucky, who's in town from Melbourne."
What, he's coming back from overseas as well?
No, he came from interstate.
Oh, how long's he been there for? 3 days?
Well,
you missed him as well?
He lives there.
So you got on the froffies again Sunday all day?
I had a couple.
Oh, what time did you get home?
Greg.
Well, I met him at 1 and got home at 6:30. That's not too bad.
You're still drying out.
Yeah. What a beautiful sunset.
Photo of that.
Hey?
Stunning.
Beautiful. Oh, we live in the best place on earth. I know I keep harping on it, it's true. Port Adelaide footy program looks like it's broken, Bern.
Mm.
All right, their performance on the weekend. They got beaten up in the midfield by bigger bodies. Nan Curvis destroyed him in the ruck.
Yep.
You know, the big ruckman. So there's some issues out there. They're banged up. Some of their key players are banged up physically. But there are some real question marks coming out of Alberton. But David Koch, the chairman, who speaks from the heart, this is what he said in June on Dead Set Legends regarding senior coach Kenny Hinckley. Have a listen.
Surely he still gets the opportunity to continue next year.
Oh, absolutely. He's contracted for next year. So there's really no discussion about it. And our job is to ignore the opinion and believe in what we're doing. And we couldn't be more solid, both on field and off field.
Jeez.
Right. That was
endorsing
in June.
Endorsing him.
Ignore the opinions of others.
Yep. And right. Yep. The outside noise.
This morning on Breakfast Radio here in Adelaide, here is Koshy talking about something's got to change after 10 years.
Obviously, this year will be the worst finish that we've had in the last 10 years, and something's got to change.
Cool. That's a change.
Koshy said it has to turn around or watch out.
It's not just one individual person. It is the whole program. Turn it around or watch out.
Jeez, strong again. That is so we're just giving you the little the bits this morning. Obviously, every club at this time of the year has to make some hard decisions.
We've got to get better. We've got to make some hard decisions. As I said last week and the week before, we will assess every single line item in the football department at the end of the year.
Jeez. Oh. That language has changed a lot.
Since June, Burn.
June's not that long ago. 2 months.
No, not at all. And how quickly it can change.
Is he just trying to give him a bit of a rev up for the last 2 weeks?
Because
I feel like he's just worried about it's going to tip right over the edge.
I don't think he'd rev up with 2 rounds ago and you can't play finals.
Greg. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to see them give up.
Yeah, well, no one really ever wants to see a team give up, but that's very.
And the body language of Kenny Hinckley, Byrne, and Gregory and family, where he walked out of the press conference last week. He walked out after being asked the question about your coaching next year.
Yeah.
Kenny stopped the interview and walked out.
Yeah.
So
do you see him, if he's not coaching at Port Adelaide, coaching at another club? He's been linked to the Giants job.
Good question.
A number of times. He's even been linked to the North job, but I think that's Clarkson's.
Well, Clarko holds the key to other coaches getting positions.
Mm. It's like he's got to make the call and that affects everything else.
Once he makes a decision on where he's going, Alistair Clarkson, then the rest will follow in regards to Port Adelaide. Here's Koshy saying that everything's going to be on the table.
If you don't improve, you go backwards. That's how tough and how close the competition is. So everything's on the table, but it's program by program. Mm.
Strong.
Do you think Hinckley will coach Port Adelaide next year?
My gut feel is, and I get most things wrong, No.
See, I think he will.
No.
I think he will. Mm. I just feel like I feel like he's the best available.
I think Kenny will go to them. I think they'll have some sort of an agreement. And then, Kenny may find another position.
Unless he's organised another position that we don't know about yet.
Mm. They've got to be very confident that they can turn it around because it has been a decent fall. Yep. Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, premiership, one of the favourites.
Well, start of the pre-season, they were premiership favourites.
But home prelim as well last year. Mm. Like, we talk about the Dogs dropping off, but geez, Port Adelaide, if they've nosedived, especially that start. Mm. Oh, terrible. But, mate, something's got to give. It's a brutal industry. And
absolutely.
If you're not putting out results.
And their sample program's a mess.
It's a complete mess. Well, Port Adelaide want to get out of there. Mm. Like, that's a whole other story.
So that's what Koshy's talking about.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
So there's a spotlight on Alberton, let alone West Lakes, even though the Crows on field are tracking nicely in terms of developing and hopefully we'll have a more productive year next year with more wins under Nixie. But, Koshy, it turns like that, doesn't it?
No,
it's
it does.
Brutal.
It is very brutal.
This show's brutal, Greg.
It is.
How?
I'm still scratching my head from the previous segment.
Well, you'd still have a headache.
Getting some nasty messages.
You'd still have a headache from the weekend.
Any chance of ringing in?
At my best.
Yeah, just to recap as well, breaking news, Paddy Cripps been offered 2 weeks for his bump on Calamar Chair yesterday. So I would take that if I was him. Yeah, left the ground, jumped, elbowed him again on the way down.
Look,
bad, not like he's concussed.
Almost Brownlow favourite,
pretty
too,
bad.
He was.
He's in the top sort of 5 or 6, but Lockie Neal, I think.
That's going to hurt him, Carlton.
They need to win. They need to win one of their next two to sew it up.
And they've got Melbourne this week.
Melbourne and then Collingwood at the G.
Yeah.
They're going to. This could be one of the all-time chokes. They were sitting fourth, I think,
flying
after about round 12.
Flying.
Anyway, that's what happens. Yep, it can be taken away very quickly. That's why you've got to make the most of it when you're there. A few good texts coming here. Hello, team. The Crows would be silly not to go after Rankin. He's 22, played 42 games, played small forward, and he can drift into the midfield. Fair call.
Absolutely. And look, can I'm not saying midfield? I'm not saying don't get him. I'm just saying you can't offer $800,000 a year to a small forward who's averaging 11 touches a game. Now, can he play midfield?
Builds a massive engine.
He's got great footy skills. Decision don't get me maker. Wrong. He's exciting and he's
just pinch hit in there.
Yeah, but we need a quality.
Yeah, I know.
Permanent. Please listen.
I know. I am listening.
He doesn't listen.
They need a Patrick Kipps. What'd you Cripps say? Type
Patrick Kipps.
Cripps.
What? Just
or protracted type midfielder moving forward.
Mm.
Don't know. The Adelaide Crows have identified that.
Yeah, but Melbourne had to pay Petraka $1 million to keep him. Something like that. So just to keep players like that is a lot. To get them out of their club is big time. So this, now you got to concentrate here, Jars, which I know it's getting late in the show. It's not your strong point.
I'm fatiguing.
How's this for a deal?
Eyes are better.
This is Pete from Moana. Hey, lads, the Crows could do a mega deal with the Suns. So listen here. First round and future second round for Rankin, which is probably what we think they're going to have to do. Add a future first round, which will be next year's first round, for Elijah Hollins. And if that doesn't work, throw in Crouch as a sweetener, ready-made midfielder for the Suns. What do you think?
Who said that? That's Pete from Moana. Pete from
Moana. Elijah Hollins is a very good player.
His name's been mentioned as a midfielder.
Is it Ben Hollins?
Yes.
That's his son, played at West
the
Holland
family, a wonderful North Adelaide family. Okay.
What do you think of that? That's two players for one. You give up two first-round draft picks and then add in Matty Crouch. Matty Crouch goes. Keep him happy. He's playing footy. Yeah. They need an inside mid. The Suns.
They'll have to look at everything.
I don't mind that.
Burn.
And this is a good one from Brett. Serious question. Can a club write a contract with performance triggers? Well, yes, they can. But this is his idea. Say a player kicks 50-plus goals in a season. Yeah. And it's extra 50. So could the Crows offer Rankin 700 a year with performance triggers? If he's kicking 50 goals a year, he probably deserves 750, isn't he?
What that encourages is they become a bit selfish around the goals.
That's the only thing.
It's not a good look.
They do, Greg. I've never seen a performance-triggered contract with goals in it because that's what happens.
No.
But there is performance triggers in terms of games played, which you'd think he'd be playing every game. Or finishes.
Throw this one in. You've got to lay 50 effective tackles.
Well, that's another stat, so they won't throw that in. But they throw in finishes in best and fairest and all those sort of
end.
And best and fairest that's a good rating because your coaches vote for that. So
that's not bad.
Some really good text here as well. Another one about Port Adelaide and Clarko. So is Port a sneaky chance to land Clarko? Is that what Clarko's waiting for? Is that happening behind our backs?
I don't know.
Is that why Koshy's language has changed a little bit?
It has changed. I don't know. Because if, say, Kenny walks to another AFL club, who then takes over at Port Adelaide?
Well, that's the thing. They've got to have someone ready to go. You don't just get rid of Kenny and go, well, now we'll start again with the interview process. You've got to have someone. I think Kenny will continue.
That text line 0488 51 047 to get involved in the rush hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, mate.
August 8th today, a few birthdays off the top. Dustin Hoffman. Do we know Dustin Hoffman? Yeah.
Of course we do.
Yeah. How old do you think he is?
Oh, geez. He's 72. Now. No, I might go a bit. 76.
85.
What?
85. He's 85. I didn't think he was that old when I looked it up.
Rain Man.
The great Roger Federer today.
Rog. Oh,
we should have a little round of applause for Rog. We love him.
Yeah.
Okay. Nigel Mansell. The racing car driver.
One in Adelaide, I reckon.
He did too, Gregory. Yeah. Well done.
And have we heard of Shawn Mendes, boys?
Shawn Mendes.
No.
Is he a baseball? You watch me beat
it till I can't breathe. Not a baseball.
This is it. No. This is not baseball.
After hearing this, he should have gone to baseball.
Hey, something big happened on this day a long time ago, 1786.
Yeah.
The US Congress made the final decision to use the US dollar.
Did they now?
1786. Mm-hmm. So remember that, Charles. I'm going to ask you that again tomorrow.
Yeah, righto.
There's something was patented today.
Patented.
The Smith and Wesson. Smith and Wesson. You know what that is?
Yeah, the old.
The first metal. Yes. Play it again. Oh, what was that? Oh, the first metal bullet cartridge.
Cartridge.
I think I spelled Cartridge, that wrong on my Cartridge. Thing, yeah. But I think there's an E in there.
Well, Johnny Wayne would have had a
John Wayne had a few, Clint Eastwood. Yes. In Dirty Harry.
In 2014. Actually, 1969 I'll go. Yeah. Elvis Presley was number one in Adelaide, boys. Elvis again, but this time with this song. You saw me crying
and a child. Now, with your Burns facts, you've been whacked because you're playing songs that we people don't play this. During the day.
Yeah, well, you know what? Whack me. And you know what? If you don't like it, get out of this segment. I don't have to do it.
Who was that bloke? Mendes?
Shawn Mendes.
Shawnee Mendes.
This is a bit different to Shawnee Mendes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, I'll stop playing Elvis as well.
No, I love Elvis.
Hey, I'm going to take you to 1995 because we don't have long to go.
Oh, 95. That was a good year.
Coolio's hit single... Gangsta's Paradise was released. Yes, it sold 6 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best ever.
So here we go.
This is Illyria Lear territory. Turn it up, G.
He's just fine. Great. Gangsta's Paradise. I have this song in the car down Henley Beach when I'm driving down Henley Beach Road.
In the brown Camry. That doesn't suit us.
I saw it live at Wavell Showground. So good.
Yeah. See you tomorrow. Hey. Coolio. Coolio.